Okay, today is Daf Chaf Dalet of Masechta Sanhedrin. We're on Chaf Gimel on the B's bottom line. And we're going to give another answer to explain the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, how it's possible how Rav Meir could think that he could just, for whatever reason, apostle the Edim and or the Dayanim of the other party. So yesterday we had a whole complicated story, and we're almost finished with it, and then we're going to have a Garata. Ki asa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came in the name of Yochanan, he said like this, Reisha, the Reisha is, the Reisha is like this, the Edim Psulim, Vidayanim Ksherim. You passed the Edim, but the Dayanim were kosher. The first case was, we said you passed the Dayanim. You didn't pass the Dayanim. You passed the Edim. However, migu, it's a migu, and all the Rishonim to point out, it's not a normal migu, it's not a typical migu. Typical migu is belief, it's not a migu, it's a presumption, migu, de pasli edim, pasli nami daini. Since you were successful in passing the edim, that raises a very strong suspicion that your edim, that your dayanim are also no good. And seifa, the seifa was, b'dayanim poslin, the edim ksherim. You passed the Dayanim, but the Edim are intact. The Migu, so we have a similar Migu. The Pasul Dayani, Pasul Nami Edim. Since your Dayanim are no good, Mistama, your Edim are also no good. Look at Rashi, top Rashi. Edim Poslim, for Dayanim Ksherim, right? You passed the Edim in the first case. Baldin, Posel, Hadayanim. The Baldin passed the Dayanim, the Edim, Posel Hadayanim, the Edim. V'nimtzu dvarim emes ala edim. U'mishum hachi, v'hennin le'af al afilu legabe dayanim. Okay? And the next Rashi says, Seifa, mishamat nimtzu dvarim emes al dayanim, poslum heim. U'mishum hachi, v'hennin lua edim aliba dvarim meir. Rabbanan leslehu migu, Rabbanan hold from this migu. What's going on? We had a problem. The question was, how could it be that you walk over and just pass on someone's edim? In the second case. In the first case, how is this possible to them? Well, on what grounds? So we said, we're talking about they're not Pekin. Right? Here's another answer. No, you didn't possible to them at all. All you did was possible the Edom. That you could do. In the first case, that's all you did. You possible the Edom. How? You don't even have to possible the Edom. We're not talking about the crazy cases of yesterday and the Gabe Adover. You possible the Edom. You weren't involved. Someone else was involved. But since you possible the Edom, it raises the question, what about the honor of this guy? Why should it do that? It's a good question. But it does. So therefore, since you passed the Edim, we throw the Dayanim out as well. And in the second case, since you passed the Dayanim, we throw the Edim out as well. So you don't have to come on to all the questions of yesterday, of the Gebedava, how does it work? The only question we have is, why should this Migu be? Why should it be like the Rabbanan to reject this Migu? Therefore, you want to pass, it's a pass. You have grounds, you say someone's a relative, that's fine. But why should we say this migul? What's the reason to say this is such a migul? Very difficult, Gemara. Why should we say such a migul? Now, Maskev lo Rava, Bishlam a migul, the pasul edim pasul daini. I understand, says Rava, if you pasul the edim, then the if you pasul the edim, you pasul the yanim, ikka beidin achrina. Fine, he's got another bezin to go to. The case isn't really over. Ella, migul the pasul daini. So you pasul the yanim, pasul nami edim. You pasuling the edim? What can you do? Fine. We have a migu that you could do that, but so what? For her edim suleka, but then the case is over. Then there's any other edim. So the Gemara says, "No, lo tzricha dika kata cheres." Has another pair, right? So you're not destroying his case; you're destroying these edim. But haleka kata cheres mai. What if he didn't have another pair? Right? Hachanami delamati the pasli. Then what? You can't pasle. Hainad Rav Dimi. Isn't that the same thing as Rav Dimi from yesterday? That if you have two pairs of Edim, you can passel one. Same exact thing. So there's one difference. The difference is this Migu. Ha ikabanayu Migu. The one question is the Migu. The Mar Savar Amin Migu. Or Mar Savar Lo Amin Migu. Okay? Very difficult, I know. Now till the Mishnah Zagarata. Ready? Very interesting. Gufa. Amar Rish Lakish. Yesterday we said that Peh Kadosh Yomar Dover Zeh. Peh Kadosh, Rish Lakish said, How could Rameir say that? How could the pet kodesh of Rameir say that you could just pass on to Edom for no reason? And then we said, Tani Edo. Rosh Lakish said the only way to make this make sense is one aid. Otherwise, what grounds? The Gemara is going to be bothered with why would Rosh Lakish refer to Rameir in such a nice way? By quote, Pet Kadosh, such a beautiful thing to say about Rameir. Rosh Lakish was not known to do that. Ani, is that true? Vamar Ula. Ula said, Haroaz Rosh Lakish. Bebeis HaMedrash. If somebody saw Rosh Lakish in the Beis HaMedrash, you know what it looked like? Ki'ilu Oker Harim V'tochanin Zeh V'zeh. It was as if he was taking two mountains and grinding them against each other. In other words, Rashi say it? Charifa Tuvahi. He was very, very sharp, Rosh Lakish. Umikri le l'rameir derech anava pekadosh. It's surprising that he would say such an affectionate way to refer to Rameir. Rosh Lakish was not that type of person. Okay? Now, it says when it says mountains, what does it mean by mountains? Who says this? This is said by the, I don't know who this is. The Sefer Archei Tanayim V'Amorayim. Similar idea that we had by Rav Meir in Erevin, that Rav Meir was so sharp, he was able to turn Tamei into Tahar, nobody could understand we had that Gemara. Rav Meir was so sharp. Rosh Lakish was very similar. Take a mountain, and he could do with it whatever he wanted. He could, spin people's heads. That's how sharp he was. The question is, so what? Rosh Lakish was so sharp. Just because he's sharp and smart, you don't talk nicely. What kind of question is? What's the guy asking? What kind of question is that? Right? What kind of question is that? So the Pnei Maven says like this. One second. What's the answer to that question? He says over here that what Rosh Lakish was bothered was, really, let's see this answer here. There's no question, of course, Rosh Lakish would be Mechabed Rav Meir. Of course. Just because he's smart and sharp and great and everything, that he can't talk nicely. Of course it would be Mechabed Rav Meir. The question was that the Gemara wanted to know, I'll read it inside. The Madua Rosh Lakish Yomar al Rabbi Meir, Devarim Shayamashma Mehem Shadiv Rav Meir Adif Mal Dvarav. That how could possibly be that Rameir has greater words than him? Difficult. The question's better than the answer. The question's a lot better than the answer. Now, so the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Ravina, v'halo, kol ro Rameir beis hamedrash. If you saw Rameir in the beis hamedrash, you know what that looked like? Ki'ilu hoker hari hari b'tochen in zeh b'zeh. If you looked at Rameir in the beis hamedrash, he took mountains upon mountains and was grinding them up. That's how smart he was. So for Rosh Lakish, who was on a lower level, to praise Rav Meir, not such a kasha. Okay? Now, what's this concept of Oker Harim, of being Tochein Harim? Right? What does that mean? So, what it means is like this. There's a Gemara in Hurrius that says that people that learn Bekiyas, right, are called people that come from Har Sinai. Okay? That's it. This is a Gemara. I didn't make this up. People that learn Bekiyas are people that come from Har Sinai. And people that are very involved in Pilpul, learning Be'iyun, and very, very complicated, very serious learning, those are called Oker Harim, which is Rosh Lakish, Rav Meir, right? Why those Lashonos? So the Marsha explains that there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says Lama Tirtzedun Harim Gavnunim, that the Bas Kol went out and said, why are you bothering? Why are you upset at Har Sinai? All the mountains got upset. They got jealous. Why did you pick Har Sinai? It's the smallest one, right? Everyone got upset at Har Sinai, and all the mountains, the Bas Kol says, wanted to have a taina on Hashem. Why did Hashem pick Har Sinai to be the mountain to have the Torah, give the Torah. It's such a small mountain, right? So if somebody is so smart and so sharp and such pilpul, it's as if you're ochre hara. It's not necessarily a compliment. You hear? Hashem does this, and you have a kasha. You're at smarting kasha. You're smarter than that. You know better. Hashem shouldn't have done that. So you call it an ochre hara. You learn pasha. You learn pasha, tzvara, brura. Everything's clear. You're called a Har Sinai. That's what Marsha says. Okay. Next. Hachi kamar ba'aru kama mechavim in ze ezeh. Look how nice they treated each other. Ki hadiyasev Rebbe v'kamar aser lahat min hatzonein. When Rebbe said it's aser to heat up. It's aser to what's matman? To do hatmana. To insulate. That's what it means. To insulate cold liquid. Why not insulate cold liquid? You want to keep it cold. You don't want it to get warm. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why? Because you might come to insulate hot. And then the shaila of fishel. Running into fishel problems. Cold really you could. No, not doing anything. But where we go there, because we're afraid what's going to happen if you do it hot. Anyway, he said that. I'm a lafana of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi, Abba, my father, meaning Rabbi Yossi, Hitler lahabed es atzonin. He mastered that. He felt that that's okay, and no one's going to make the mistake with hot, because everyone knows cold on Shabbos is okay. He was mastered it. Amalei, so Rebbe said, oh, kvahor zaken. The zaken already paskin. Rebbe Yossi already paskin. I was not aware. Amar of Papa, ba'uru'u kama mechabin zeh. Look how great Rebbe was. Look how great they were. The ilu Rebbe Yossi kayim. If Rabbi Yossi had been alive, Hayakofeif v'yoshe lifnei Rebbe, he would sit there like a good Talmud in front of Rebbe. He was Rebbe's Talmud. Taha Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Mimali Malka Mavosav. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, did the same thing. He fulfilled his father's spot. When his father died, he took over the spot. Hayakofeif v'yoshe lifnei Rebbe, and he sat there in front of Rebbe. V'ka'amar, and he said, "For Horizaki." And Rebbe still said, the old man said, "Who's his Talmud?" It was a Talmud, really. But Rabbi Yossi said, "You know what? It's mutter." Says Rabbi, "I hold from Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi matzed it. Not going to argue with him." So you see how much respect and how much love they had toward one another. Well, what is the point of this gemara? I don't know. Amar Boshia, my dichsiv. What does it mean when it says Ekach Li? The pasuk in Zechariah. I have a suspicion that this is. I don't want to say. I don't know. Not this one. The next one. I think is one of the haftorahs on Hanukkah. Vekachli shtei maklos. I took two sticks. La'acha le'acha karasi Noam. One I called Noam. Ve'lecha karasi Chovlim. And one I called Chovlim. Noam. What's Noam? Eilu tamidei chachamim shev Eretz Yisrael. These are the chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. Shem nan'im mimzeb l'zeb b'halacha. They're very, very sweet to each other when they learn. Very, very sweet. Chovlim. The word Chovlim is like a lesson of destruction. They destroy each other. Go to the base of magic, you hear them screaming at each other. They're best of friends. When it comes to learning, they're screaming at each other. The Yomer, and it says, Yomer, Eila Shnei Bnei. These are my two children. Hayitzar Ha'omdim, Ushnayim Zaysim Aleha, and two olives. Yitzar, what's Yitzar? Amar of Yitzchak, Eilu Tamachachim Sheva Eretz Yisrael. Yitzar is wine. Shinochin and Zelazeb Halach, I'm sorry, oil. Keshem and Zayas, like oil. Good, sweet like oil. Ushneim zeisiv aleha el tamidei chachamim shebabavel shemorin zebaze b'halacha. They're bitter to each other when they learn. Right, they're at each other's throats when they learn ki zayis, like a zayis. That the Ben Hurda says, it's really the same item. It's olives, which you grind and crush and make it into shebet. That's really what it is. The first case was two different sticks. Here, it's really the same thing. One's shemen, one's a zayis, before you made it into shemen. Says Ben Yehuda, that's the raya, that what they do, with the way they treated each other above it, was nothing wrong with it. It eventually leads to shemen. You hear? The zayis, the contentiousness, eventually leads to shemen. Okay? Good. The Esa Enei Ve'Eber V'Hinei Shteim Noshim Yotzos. There were two women. V'Ruach B'Kanthehem. They had a Ruach. U'Lahinei K'Nafim K'Kanfei HaChasida. They were like the wings of the stork. V'Tisa'ena Ha'Efa B'Hashemayim B'Hashemayim B'Hashemayim. Vomer Lamala, Hadober B, Ona, Hema, Malichos, Esa'efa, Vomer Eli, Livnos La, Bayez, Be'eretz, Shinar. I was going to make a house in Shinar, in Bavel. And Amr of Yochanan, Mishum Rosh Ben Yechai, Zu Chanufa, this is flattery, Vigasis Haruach, and Gaiva, Shiyardu LeBavel, that went down to Bavel. The Ben Yehuda says, why are we comparing these two midos to women? Why are we comparing them to women? No, it's a nice word. It's not bashing women. Why are we comparing them to women? Right? There's two nashim. One was gathas haruach, and one was flattery. So why is it nashim? Why are we comparing them to women? So Ben Yehuda says, because women have peros, women have children. And these two traits, all they do is breed worse behavior. That's why B'davka, they pick women. The Gasas Haruach LeBavel Nachis. What, Gaiva went to Bavel? It's not true. The Omar Mar said, we learned this in Kedushin, Asara Kabin Gasas Yardu LeOlam, there were 10 measures of haughtiness that came down into the world. Tishnat LeElam. Elam took 9 of them. And the Achaz Kol Olam Kulo. The other one was dispersed throughout the whole world. The Elam is the one who are Gaiva, not Bavel. So he says, you're right, in LeBavel Nachis, really went to Bavel. But Vishtar Bube, who Hudishtarvab, Le'elam. And then it got mixed up, interspersed, and the whole thing, and then it really became Elam. Really, it's Bavel. Today, they call it Elam. We don't know where Bavel is, and the whole thing got mixed up, and all the people got transferred from one country to the other. So it's really all the same now. Deikanami, I'll prove that to you. Dechsiv, Livnos La, the Eretz Shinar. Shmamina. What is that raya there? That the law is a Lashon Yachid. Lahen is a Lashon Rabim. Right? Right, so that's the raya. Va'amar mar, but wait a minute. Simon lagasis haruach anius. The simon of gasis haruach is poverty. Vanias lebavel nachis. And in Bavel they're poor. They're not poor in Elam. So the Gemara says, no, my anius, what does anius mean? Anius Torah. It means poverty in Torah. And that's why Elam is very poor in Torah. There's no Torah there. The chsev, like it says, achos lano ketana, vishadayim ein la. Amar B'yochanan zu Elam. This is a reference to Elam. Shezachsa lomod. They were zachar to learn. Velo zachsa lamed. They weren't zachar to teach. Asks the Gemara. Listen to this question. My Bavel. What's Bavel? What's Bavel? What does that question mean? What does the article say that question means? Why is the country called Bavel? Right? Why is the country called Bavel? Right? Isn't there a pasuk in the Torah that says it was called Bavel? Right? What kind of question is this? Why is it called Bavel? My Bavel. What does the word Bavel mean? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's in the parashat of Noach, right? Everybody went to Bavel. They called it Bavel. The Torah doesn't say the word Bavel. Oh, it does say the word Bavel, doesn't it? I think it does. So, the Ma'orei Or asks, why do we call Shas Talmud Bavli? Of all things to call, why do we call that? Why do we name our Gemara after Bavel? Why? Just because that's where they learned? Could you imagine if someone today would say they were going to call Talmud America? I mean, could you imagine? They would never allow that. That's a very good point. So what should they have called it? They should have called it Talmud Shinar, which is a nicer reference to Bavel. Bavel is mashma, all the bad things about Bavel.
Or Talmud East.
All Talmud East, right. Why'd they call it Bavel? What do you say? Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. You know why? Because it's a double meaning. You're right. It also means the name of the country, but it also means Bavel means mixed up, and therefore that's just a play on the words. Because Balula is not Bavel; it's Balol. But the Gemara is going to play that word game. Balula b'mikra. It has mixed up in Ipsukim, Belula b'Mishnah, mixed up also Mishnayis, and Belula m'Talmud. It's also mixed up with Talmud. It's got everything in there. That's why it's called Talmud Bavli. Look at the top Tosfos. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam explains, the Talmud Shalanu, that our Talmud, Anu Potrin Atzmenu, we potter ourselves, Mimasha Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said, it's in Avodah Zarah Daf Yudtes, La'olam, really, Yashlish Adam Shinosav. A person should divide his learning into three parts. What are the three parts? Shalosh B'mikra, you hear this? A third of your day, or a third of your years, should be spent learning Tzukim. Shalosh b'mishnah. A third mishnayis. V'shalosh b'shas. And a third should be learning shas. Right? Afal pikein, even though that's true, and we're mekayim all three by learning Talmud Bavli, why are we mekayim all three by learning Talmud Bavli? Because in Hesed Chav Dalet, the Gemara says that Talmud Bavli has it all. Nevertheless, anu korim b'chol yom parashat haTalmid, every day we parashat haTalmid, some people do that, you're supposed to do it, I don't, but you're supposed to. V'shonim b'mishnayis, b'mishnas ezu makoman, and we learn mishnayis, v'garsin, we learn that, v'garsin b'shmal omer, we learn Rabbi Shmuel, which is Shlosh Esrei Amidos. That has the din of Gemara, even though it's not Gemara. That's what it's doing there. And he leaves out in that Parshat Talmud is Torah, is Pesukim. Then you have the Ezim Makomen is Mishnayis. And then you have Rabbi Shmuel Omer, right? Shlosh Esrei Amidos has the din of Gemara. Even though it's a Brisa, but it has the din of Gemara. Right? But says Tosfos, says Rabbeinu Tam, we really potter our this chiyuv of splitting up by learning into threes. We potter it by learning shas. That's why it's called Bavli, to drive home that point. Okay. Now, we all know that. Even though the Rabbeinu Tam said it, and the overwhelming majority of Klal Yisrael relies on it, it's not so true. Now, I didn't make this ha'ara. Shmuel Shmuel Fala Hirsch made this ha'ara. He was quite upset. It was upset the wrong word. He was very, disheartened that Rabbeinu Tam had said that, and therefore nobody learns Navi. Because people said, well, Rabbeinu Tam said that if I learn, no, not on the field of love, no one even learns Torah. No one even learns Chumash. No one learns Chumash. Yeah, the Ma'aseh Sedra. No one learns it. Why? Rabbeinu Tam said, I'm Yotze with Shas. Now we all know, that whenever we have Pesukim and Navi, we read them like Ashrei. We don't explain them. We don't, right? We just read them like Ashrei. We do, now the Torah, we do Darshan. We do Darshan. Every other page is Darshaning. Right? Darshan all the time. You can go 30 blot without a Pasuk. Happens also. And again, even if we're Darshaning, that's not the Pasuk, that's not the Pshat of the Pasuk. There's a big difference in Pshat and Drash. It's just fascinating that Rabbeinu Tam said this, and this became the standard norm. If you really analyze it, it's not so true. We don't learn Navi at all. It's like I said, every time we have Pesukim, we just run through them. We don't explain them. I don't even translate them sometimes. But to do it right, I'm not saying to spend a third of your day learning Navi. I'm not saying that. It doesn't teach you Halacha. It just teaches you Musar. And it's not easy, but I'm not saying that. But my point is, if you want to do it right, the way to do it is not to learn Shas. You want to learn Shas, that's the way to learn Shas. The way to learn Pesukim is not to learn Shas. But Rabbeinu Tam said it, they ran with it, and they're still running with it. And the Rishon Shofar Hirsch, over 100 years ago, he pointed out, yeah, it's true, the halach is you could do it like that. It's like a little bit of a bidyevet. Right? I don't know if Rabbeinu Tam would argue on that. It's a little bit of a bidyevet. But he said it, they ran with it, and there you go. What? You potter your chiyuv of dividing up your learning by learning shas. Now you tell me, do you know Tzavanya any better since he's been starting Daf Yomi 5 years ago? No, not one iota better. Do you know Gemara better? 100%. Right? You get the flow and the questions and the answers and you see how so many things repeat themselves. It's all the same, comes back and comes back and comes back. Right? Like someone once told me, shas is really, it's really hit, it's really double. Everything repeats itself at least once. So you really sometimes even 5 or 6 times. Same achlokes, forget gadatas that are repeated. Even real gemaras that are repeated. Same thing we had that already. Very simple thing we had already. Kids, a lot of it's repeated. It's really 3-4 year cycle. It's 7.5 years. The pages, but a lot of it gets repeated. It's true. A lot of it does get repeated. A lot of it doesn't get repeated. But a lot of it, I think people think more gets repeated than that. Like you look at a member, it's one time in Jas. Most things are one time. But there's enough repetition that you get familiarity. You don't have that when it comes to Navi or even the Torah. But Rabbeinu Tam said it, and that's the halacha. I believe that this is brought down the halacha. I believe. Even if it's not brought down the halacha, this is what they do. This is the heter people gave themselves. The Otra Gaonim brings down a fascinating idea from Rav Haigon that Oh, in the next line. It says like this. B'machashchim hoshivani kimesi olam. In the darkness, I returned like the dead of the world. Right? In the darkness. The Yirmiyahu was giving a nevuah that Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem is going to exile the Jewish people and they'll remain in darkness. Where are they exiled to? Bavel. Right? Amr B'Yirmiyah, Zit Hamudah Shel Bavel. That's Talmud Bavli. Why? Talmud Bavli has so many sfeikos, so much doubt, so much uncertainty. Why? Because it's a kiyum of this pasuk. Says Rav Haigon, who lived in Bavel, he says that's only true. That was only true during those times, because in Rav Yirmiyah's time, Yirmiyah was an early Amora. So Rav Yirmiyah could say, listen, in Eretz Yisrael, they're leaving the Jews alone. They're able to write this Talmud Yerushalmi. It's great. And there's no shaylos, there's no sveikos. In Bavel, it's so persecuted. How could we learn? How could we learn in such persecution? But says Rav Haigon, by the time Ravina and Rav Ashi codified the Gemara, even though there's a lot of sveikos from earlier generations, they had clarity. He says like this, Avol Bizman Ravina Rav Ashi Shev Eretz Yisrael Ha Yishmar Dos Vigzeros. Eretz Yisrael was the place where there was badness. The Chachma Yisrael Yardu La Bavel. The good ones, the ones that were able to get out, went to Bavel. Memela Talmud Bavli Aduf Mi Talmud Eretz Yisrael. Memela Talmud Bavli is better than Talmud Yerushalmi. Did you ever wonder why nobody learns Talmud Yerushalmi? It's very hard, much harder than Talmud Bavli. For some reason, I'm not sure the answer to this question. Quite a PhD on this. Why is Talmud Bavli what it is, and Talmud Yerushalmi is what it is, right? Who learns Talmud Yerushalmi? Yeah, a few yechidim out there learning it, right? Some yeshivas have the guys are really learning. Some guys are really learning it. No one learns it. The Baal Batim don't. Shkolim. What? Shkolim. Yeah, well, you know why Shkolim we learn. So finish the Seder. That's the only reason. Right? Very interesting to think about these things. Very interesting thoughts. Okay, there's one more thing I wanted to say, but I can't remember. About Talmud, yeah. All right. Okay. Next. Oh, wow. Don't worry. I'm going to base this very, very short. Don't worry. What else did I want to say about Tom?
Come up to the next cycle. We're going to go to the Omer Bezos.
We'll start with Omer Bezos. Yeah. Oh, what I want to say about... this is what I want to say. Rav Haigon said that with persecution, it's hard to learn is a questionable statement in any way in itself. But look at the Middle Ages. Look how much we've shown and produced under persecution. Look what Rashi and all these people wrote, the Ramban, under such persecution, look what they wrote. Look how much learning they were able to accomplish. Look how great they were with all the persecution. So I'm not questioning Rav Haigon's statements. What he said is, I'm not questioning it. Just pointing out, there's another way to look at it.
Just during persecution, you're more apt to write things down.
No, but you need peace and quiet to think it out and to be able to...
That's the problem.
Not the writing isn't the right, not on the run. But when there's a pogrom and when there's a crusade, it's very difficult to have the Yishev Adas and to have the peace and quiet that you need. Yet they were able to do it.
It's a lot harder to give over the oral law when you're being persecuted. That's why things are written down when you're persecuted.
What?
It's a lot harder to give over the oral law when you're being persecuted. So things are more likely to be written down when you're persecuted.
Right, right. So Avigdor Miller once said something very interesting. It's such a true observation. He says, you know, in the Middle Ages, it's true they were persecuted, but there was never such a thing as a Jewish soldier. They were never drafted. They were never drafted Jew. So the Goyim towns were decimated and families. Jews were quiet. They were attacked. But when they went to war, so it's always a balance. It's an interesting observation also. They never went to war. No such thing as the Middle Ages. The Jew, you go fight. The opposite. They were attacked. So if they were attacked, they were attacked. But when it's not, they were left alone. And they were able. So there was peace and quiet on some kind of level. Just a very interesting observation. As a general rule, it was very, very, very hard times. And in those very hard hundreds and hundreds of years, they managed to produce gold mines and gems. Just very interesting. Okay. And what Haigon said is true as well. If someone says, let's go and let's use my father as a dayan. Or your father. Or those three roi bakar. Why roi bakar? What about just roi in general? So the Rashbam said already that roi tzon, we know they're a bunch of crooks. Roi bakar, not so bad. Right? Because we're already telling the sheep are different. They have to graze to the gazlanim always. Roy Boker, okay, that's a bit, so they don't know how to learn. That's a big chacham. They're not gazlanim. All right, we'll use them. Everyone agrees. If you mamish, let's go to those three gamblers. We'll have them. That for sure you cannot do. That for sure you can't do. Let's go to those three over Bechal Shabbos. That sure we can't do. But you want to go to three Amaratzim? That's not something wrong with that. You both agree. You want to go to someone's father, someone's relative? That's not a problem. Remeir Omer Yochel Lachzibo. Even though you did that, you can take it back. The Chacham Omer in Yochel Lachzibo. You can't take it back. Why? You consented. What are the parameters? The Gemara will get to it. Hayachayev lechaveh reshvua. If you want to make your friend the chayev reshvua, the Amalo when he says darli bechayev reshecha. I want to take a lighter shvua, meaning I'll take a shvua, but not with Hashem's name. I'm afraid of that. Or maybe he doesn't want to swear with Hashem's name because he doesn't want to swear falsely or he doesn't want to swear truthfully, whatever it is. So I'll swear with that, but without Hashem's name. So that, what kind of shvua is that? So Meir Omer Yachol Lachzibo, you can take that back. The Chacham Omer Ein Yachol Lachzibo, you can't take it back. The Yad Ramah is going to say in Amid Beis that Reb Meir is more reasonable. Is that true? That's what he says. Reb Meir is much more reasonable. Well, we'll get to it when we get to the Gemara. Amar of Dini, Breder of Nachum, Breder of Yosef. Kigon, the Kibluha Aleha Bechad. This is only true if your father is one of the three. Not if he's the only one. Why? Because if he's the only one, there's two problems. First of all, you only have one, you shouldn't do that. And second of all, he's your relative. But if he's one with two other Ksherim, then already you can consent. So there's a limit to there's a limit to what you can consent to. You can't consent to one father judging the case. Wouldn't let one person judge the case, let alone a relative.
Well, both consent.
They both consent. That look, you can't consent to Gazlanim. You can't have three Gazlanim judging the case.
Well, there's another reason. Two is a bezdin. Just eight bezdin shuffle. That's how we add on a third. But two is a bezdin.
Right. So what's one? One's nothing.
One.
So if you that far you can't consent. But there are limits to what you can consent to.
Both the other two are kushers. Technically, it's a kusher bezdin.
Exactly. That's the theory. So we don't. It doesn't make a difference. We have a rule, no relatives, but if you can consent, we'll allow one. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Machlokes B'machloch. The Machlokes is where the guy who's claiming, this is how we're going to learn it, the guy who's claiming, Reuven's the plaintiff. Reuven says Shimon owes him $100. Reuven now offers, we'll go to your father. I don't mind. We'll go to your father. If your father rules in your favor, I'll be mochel the debt. Okay? B'mochelach. Avo be'etein lach. What if the defendant says, you know what? We'll go to your father. If he rules against me, I'll pay you. If he rules against me, I'll pay you. I'm so right, I'll even go to your father. If he rules against me, I'll pay you. That case is called etein. Why? Because he's giving the money. The money's sitting by him. He has the money. He was loaned $1,000. He says he paid it back. The plaintiff says he's never paid it back. Let's go to a bezdin. I'm so sure I paid you back. We have witnesses, whatever. I'll even go to your father. And then if he loses, so then, avol be'etin l'cha, divra kol yachol lachzibo. Everybody agrees you can take that back. What's the difference? The difference is that where the money is. That you're not being motzi mamon in the first case. Right? Because in the second case, you're not being motzi mamon. The person who said it is being motzi mamon, right? He has the money in his possession. You want to take it away from... Okay. Reb Yochanan Amar, Be'etin Lecha Machlokas. Now, even in the case where the defendant says it, Be'etin Lecha, I'll give you the money if I'm wrong, that's the Machlokas. Ibar Lehu, now that we have a question. Be'etin Lecha Machlokas. In the case of Etin Lecha, where the defendant says, I'll give it to you, that's the Machlokas. But if the plaintiff says, I'll be mochel if I'm wrong, everybody holds you can't take it back, or maybe, bein bezu machlokas. No matter what, it's a machlokas. So the Gemara says, Toshma, to Amar Rava, now Rava pipes up and says, machlokas be'etin lecha. The machlokas is by etin lecha. Aval b'machol lecha, but by case of machol lecha, divyakol ein yachol lachzibo. Everybody agrees, you can't take it back. You can't retract. Now, iyamet bishlam be'etin lecha machlokas. If you say that there's a machlokas be'etin lecha, avol b'machol lecha divyakol ein yachol lachzibo, and by etin lecha and by machol lecha, everyone holds it can't retract. Rava damar ki Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rava agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Ella iyamet bein bezu machlokas. But if you hold that Rava held in both cases the machlokas, Rava damar kaman.
Then who does the Rebbe hold like? Okay, so it's complicated, but the Rebbe has no one to hold like. So the Gemara says, big deal. Rebbe, the time made the Nafshe Kamar. Rebbe held like himself. Why can't Rebbe hold like himself? He's allowed to hold like that. It's not an issue of Tanoim. He can hold like he holds. If someone's chayav shvua, the Omer and Loni says dar li, the chayav roshecha. I want to do a lighter shvua. I'm afraid to say Hashem's name. I want to do. I'll make a shvua without Hashem's name. So Rameir Omer yochel achzibo. The chacham Omer in yochel achzibo. My love, the oson hanishboyin v'lo mashlimin. Aren't we talking about a case where he will swear and then not have to pay? The havale b'machalach, which is similar to machalach. Lo, no, ba'osan shvetish button, the person who's swearing, v'notlin, and then he will take, the havaleke etin lecha, which is like a case of etin lecha, v'atana lo reisha, but we had the same case as the reisha. That's the exact same case. So the Gemara says, you're right, tana atola b'das acherim, v'atana atola b'das atmo. There are two cases. One is yourself, and one is someone else. Who's someone else? Someone else is the father. Who's yourself? Your own shvua. And utzricha, and I need both cases. Why? If it only would have had the case that they're fighting over, not fighting over. The question is, there's a machlokas between Rameir and the Chachamim. What do you do when they agree to have a third party who's puzzle? Bahaka Amar Rameir. That's how Rameir said it's puzzle. Why? The Matzi Hadarbe. Why? We should have a little Gamar Matni. Because no one, the guy didn't really have Gamar's Das that he's going to use someone's relative to be a Dayan. The Amar, me Amar, the Mezakile. Who says he's going to rule in my favor? Aval, betol, but that's Atmo. But if you go ahead and say, now I promise to give a Shavua and then I'll pay. Amar, Modul, the Rabbanan. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree. Then maybe Rameir would Meir would agree to the Rabbanan that you can't retract. Why? Because he got up and said it on his own free will. I will make a Shavua. I want to say Hashem's name. But I'll make a shvua and then I'll pay. You let me be give a makel shvua and then I'll pay. He's das himself. He's not relying on anyone else. He's not banking on anyone else, on himself. Then Rameir would agree, but Rameir doesn't agree even there. And v'i yashmina baha, if he only would have had the case of the shvua, baka amar rabbanan. That's what the rabbanan said, you can't retract. Why? Because he told him das atzmo, aval bahi. But in the case of the father, ema modulei l'rabbanan, maybe they would agree with the rabbanan, therefore, Rameir, they would agree with Rameir that you can retract, therefore tzricha. Both cases are necessary. One more thing. Amar Shlokish, machlokes lefnei gemar din. This whole machlokes is before the gemar din. Avala achar gemar din, divya kol, en yachol achzibo. Once it's the gemar din, how could you retract? Well, of course, whoever loses is going to retract. Rabbi Yochanan and Amar, lachar gemar din machlokes. After the gemar din, it's a machlokes. Even after the gemar din, it's a machlokes. You hear this? Now, Ibayaluhu, very nice. Lacha Gemar Din is a machlokas. What about Lefnei Gemar Din? Avol Lefnei Gemar Din. Divya Kol Yachal Achzibo. Everyone holds it no good. O Dilma, Bein Bezu machlokas. It's no matter what, it's a machlokas. What's the halacha Lefnei Gemar Din? Is it also a machlokas? So Tosh Madama Rava, Kibel Olav Karav Apostle. Rava says like this. If somebody accepted upon himself a Karav Apostle, Lefnei Gemar Din, Yachal Achzibo. Lacha Gemar Din, Ein Yachal Achzibo. Here Rashi says, don't tell me that Rava can hold like himself. Why? Why? He says it Rashi over here. V'lo shayach l'mem rahacha, Rav the time in Afshei ka'amar. Rav holds like himself. V'svirulei, d'chipala g'rabbonan l'acha g'mar din, aval l'fnei g'mar din modo. Aval r'r me'ochanan b'im bezu machlokas. T'lo aili Rav v'vluk t'klal, ela mifsak pasak dina. Because Rashi said, Rav didn't pipe up to explain the Gemara. He just came to give a psak. So he wouldn't say a psak on his own, he must be saying like somebody else. Ela lav shma mina, l'acha g'mar din machlokas, shma mina. Shalach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista le Rav Nachman bar Yaakov ilamdeinu Rabbeinu lefnei gemar din machlokes ulachag gemar din machlokes v'lochag gedivrei mi. Shalach le sent back lachag gemar din machlokes v'lochag gedivrei chachamim. Rav Ashi amar hachi shalach le betin lecha machlokes obamachul lecha machlokes v'lochag gedivrei mi.
Shalach lei, betin lecha machlokes, v'lecha kedibri chachamim. V'lecha lecha chachamim. Ask the Yad Ramah, what on earth do you need to send these messages? Who we paskin like? We always paskin the chacham. They're the rov. So Yad Ramah says, yeah, but Rameir makes much more sense. I would have thought, I understand it's a rov issue, but Rameir, much more sense. Much more mustaver. Is that true? It's much more mustaver? I thought it's much more big of a chiddush. You consent to things, and Rameir says, don't worry about it, you can still retract. Why? Because it goes against the halacha. Chacham said, listen, you consented. Why is Rameir much more mustaver? I don't know. Ubisuri masnu hachi, pabadisa masnu hachi, amr b'chanina bar shlemya, shalchule mibay, rab l'shmul, yilandena rabbeinu l'fnei gabadin, v'konim yado mai, what's a halacha if it's before gabadin, but they made a kinyan, shalachle, ein lacha kinyan klum, after a kinyan it's nothing. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now we'll just do the Mishnah, and then tomorrow Michael will take it away from the Mishnah. The Eluhein hanifsalim. These are the following people that are puzzled to be Edim or Dayanim. Now, like I said yesterday, any person who does any Avera, the Tchayiv Malkus or Misa, is automatically puzzle. These are people that are puzzle because they took about money away Shaloka Halacha. You don't get Malkus for that, you don't get Misa for that. But it shows you're not a trustworthy person. Okay? And therefore you puzzle. Who are they? Hamasachik Bekovya. We say it's someone who's a gambler. It's basically what it is. You play, kuvya officially means a piece of wood. They used to play it with chips of wood. And they would gamble with them. Some kind of, I don't know the game, some kind of game, they would gamble with them.
Dice.
That's what a dice?
It
means dice?
Yeah, yeah.
He translates, what is Masachi, how does Rashi say it? Rashi doesn't say anything. They translate over here, chatichos shel et etem, pieces of bone. They play with, okay, fine, okay. Vamalva beribis, somebody charges interest.
Could be dominoes,
really? But it was a way that, but there was some gambling involved. It wasn't just sitting on a Shabbos afternoon playing Risk. There was gambling involved. Vamalva beribis, that's the key. The key is the gambling, not the wasting time. Vamalva beribis, charging interest. Umafriche yonim, racing pigeons. It's a shadow what this means. Either means racing pigeons, or basically you'd steal pigeons. You'd put the pigeon houses in very strategic locations to get the pigeons in your property. So it's either racing pigeons or stealing pigeons. The Sochwe Shvius, selling Shmita produce. If someone sells Shmita produce, it demonstrates that they're putting monetary gain ahead of the Torah. Right? Amar Reb Shimon, Betchila Hayikarin Osan Asofe Shvius. They used to say, even if you gather Shvius, right? Even that impossible you for ages. But Mishrab HaNasim, when they used to make a lot of taxes from the government, and they had to, the government forced them to gather the Shvius. It's not Harg Vayavar, to gather Shvius. So they mattered that. That doesn't possibly to be an aid. It's not Harg Vayavar. The government says, whoever doesn't gather their crops is going to get killed. You gather the crops. But, Chazu Lekrosan, Socha Shvius. They changed the name and called it Socha Shvius. Amar Yehuda, Amasai. When is all this true? When is all this true that you're puzzle aid? Bizman she'en lehem umnes elohu. That's your only profession. Aval, yesh lehem umnes shalohu. If you have another job, and on Sundays you raise pigeons, then k'sherin, then you're kasha. So the whole discussion, is Yehuda arguing? Is he explaining the Tanakhama? Is it a second shita? What does he mean by that? It's all job for Michael tomorrow morning, Yir Tashem, to explain what Yehuda means by this. And everybody will look forward to that. Everybody have a very, very good day.